Strider Bikes, this is Jennifer. How can I help you?
Hey, Jennifer, is Ryan there?
He is in a meeting at the moment. Is there something I could help you with?
Yeah, maybe. Is there someone else there that helps with the business finances, like an office manager, CFO, or is that you by any chance?
That's not me. Terry is our controller. I don't know if she's available right now, but can I see her, put you on hold?
Thank you. My name is Olivia. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff?
Cardiff, like FF, Frank at the end.
All right. Hang on one moment.
Thanks.
Love to see it and share it with the world. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and, as always, on StriderBikes.com.
Terry Grant, can I help you?
Hi, Terry. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Fine. How about you?
Good. Thank you for asking. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer a bank mailed out to your business about two and a half weeks ago.
And we are totally good. We're not looking to borrow any money at all.
Okay. Is there like a typical time of year you guys reevaluate your equipment or capital needs? Because we were able to pre-approve you guys for equipment financing and working capital for up to $250K.
Yeah, as far as I can see, we're in good shape.
Okay, that's awesome.
Thanks for checking, though.
Okay, so how are sales this year? Pretty good?
Yep, great.
Nice. What are you guys on pace for?
Well, we're certainly going to meet all our targets.
Oh, nice. Are you guys doing anything differently from last year to do that, or is it just kind of the same?
No, I guess just more of a good company and a good product.
Oh, nice. And you guys do, is it bicycles that you guys sell?
Balance bikes, children's balance bikes primarily.
Oh, children's balance bikes. Okay, yeah, I'm on your website. What does that mean, a balance bike? Like, there's just no wheels? I mean, no pedals?
Correct. The kids learn to ride by balancing. Pedaling is easy. Once you can balance, you can jump right on a regular bike. So no trikes, no training wheels, just balance bikes.
Oh.
And when you have some kids, remember that, Olivia.
I definitely will. So were there studies done that show like the balance bike is faster at getting them to learn riding than the training wheels?
That it makes a big difference in teaching balance. Yeah, and I think there's even a study, university study on the website too.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. And then so does the balance kind of play into other things as well, like skateboarding, things like that, or is it just with biking?
Oh, yeah, everything, right, in life. We even have a big balance bike for the elderly that are, you know, trying to rework on their balance. So.
Oh, wow, that's really interesting. Yeah, my friend actually, she just learned to ride a bike this year.
Oh,
for the first time.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah,
she wasn't a child.
No. So, in your industry, is there like a busy time of the year, or is it pretty steady throughout?
Busy coming into Christmas like now and busy coming into summer. Other than that, people don't think much about bicycling.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. So do you guys have to do any like specific type of marketing? Because I'd actually never heard of balance bikes before, but I also don't have children, so.
Yeah, so hopefully people in that arena. But yeah, we've been around about almost 10 years, so it was a new concept when we started, so.
Oh, are you guys one of the first?
We are the first.
Oh, you're the first? Wow.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of competition out there then?
Oh, yeah, now there is, sure.
Oh. So, I don't know, would this type of product ever get patented, or is it something that anyone could do? Okay.
It's patented, but you don't have to change much to get around a patent.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, so is it like your advertising that you guys do? Is it like media, print, digital?
All of the above.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's all basically like business to consumer, right? Like there's no real B2B market?
Oh, no, we sell wholesale retail. We sell all over the world, actually.
So you guys sell wholesale to retail, so you guys don't ever sell directly
to
the consumer?
Everything. We do that.
Oh, okay,
right.
That as well. So we can get it direct from the website or through, like, these stores.
A
okay.
A bike shop, a toy store, whatever.
Awesome. So what are like the typical payment terms you guys extend to your customers? Is it like in that 30, 60, 90, or do they have to pay before delivery?
totally depends on the customer. All individuals, of course, pay at time of order, and
mm-hmm.
most of our customers, but certainly the bigger ones, have credit terms.
Okay, some of them have credit terms. Do you guys ever run into cash flow problems while waiting for payment?
You know, early in our years, that was a problem. Like I say,
mm-hmm.
we're coming up on 10 years in January, and that's just not a problem for us anymore. So
okay.
I appreciate calling, but I am not looking for financing.
Okay. No, that makes sense. Is there, like, an email address so I can just send you a quick follow-up in case something does change and you guys want to start another project or do some additional marketing, something like that?
Sure, Olivia. This is Carrie, T-E-R-R-Y,
mm-hmm.
at Strider Bikes. One word, STRIDERBIKES.com.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And one last real quick question, just because I'm curious. It's just such an interesting industry. Do you guys manufacture them yourselves?
They are manufactured according to our specifications in China.
Oh, okay, so it's manufactured in China. And then how long does it take you guys from, like, your, like, purchase or your, you know, specifications to get the product to you?
About a month.
Oh, okay, that's not too bad. So you guys don't really need any of your own, like, equipment or anything like that inside,
warehouse handling stuff.
Okay, just warehouse.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's probably nothing, like, no equipment-wise that you would have that could, like, make you guys more money at this point?
Not planning on anything, nope.
Okay. All right, well, I mean, it sounds like things are going pretty well. You guys have been around for 10 years, really the first in your industry. And, you know, you don't really run into cash flow problems at the moment. Your marketing is pretty on point right now. You guys are tracking for the same or better than last year. Do you guys have, like, a bank that you guys normally lean on for financing?
We're with Security First Bank, and we do have a line of credit there. We just don't use it.
Oh, Security First. How long have you guys been working with them?
About 10 years.
So since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say they satisfy, like, all of your business needs and wants?
They currently do, yes.
Okay. And that line of credit, you guys rarely use it?
Correct.
Okay, that's good. Have you guys ever used, like, 50% or more?
Not in a few years.
Good. Because I know I have customers that, you know, they've used, sometimes you can use even just, 50 doesn't seem like that much, but 50, 60, 75% of it, and then, you know, they'll turn it into a note and a payoff loan. So you always just want to avoid that.
Well, if you want to send me a follow-up thing, I will sure save it, because you never know when things change.
Yeah, definitely. And then, I'm so sorry to take up so much of your time. One last question, I promise. You guys aren't doing anything for 179, or you are?
No.
Okay, not this year. Okay, awesome. Well, I'll definitely send you an email here in just a few minutes, and it's been really good talking to you, Terry, and good luck. I mean, the business sounds like it's doing great, and...
Thanks, Olivia. Good luck to you, too.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Goodbye.